Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And we're joined today by Zoe DePass.
Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
This is when you do the talking.
I'm Zoe DePass.
Now, for those of you who aren't on Instagram, you are the founder of Dress Like a Mum, and you're a mother of two, and a world-renowned lunger.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I don't know how I became a world-renowned lunger, but I am actually renowned for my lunges.
What's the secret to a good lunge?
Well, my lunges aren't very sporty lunges. They're more comedy lunges, and I'm not.
I would say
sure.
It's a jaunty lunge, bit panto.
Yeah. Do you know, I had a couple of sports blogs contact me. I was like, no, I'm not sporty. I literally do two lunges a week.
I'm in skinny jeans. How far can I go?
So for anyone who's not familiar, the lunge thing is, so you just literally, you adopt a lunge pose.
Yeah, I do that on Fridays.
I like a lunge on a Friday, yeah. So how and when did Dress Like a Mum start?
Dress Like a Mum started while I was on maternity leave with my daughter. So she's now 18 months, and I started it because, for a few reasons. One was because I was breastfeeding and I wanted to work out, I wanted to help people think about what they could wear to breastfeed in without compromising their style. And because I'd breastfed my first baby, I kind of learnt a lot, and I thought, okay, I'm not going to just wear boring clothes this time. I'm going to retain my fashion, love of fashion. Another reason was because I found, like, when you become a mum, you get judged quite easily, and I'd done some work at work and about people's misconceptions about motherhood and about mums and what they're supposed to wear and how they're supposed to behave and all this kind of stuff. And so it was a kind of stand against that. I was like, no, hang on a minute, look, I am a mum, this is how I dress, and I'm not alone. And I wanted it at first to be about other people, so thought it would be more like street style, but then the logistics of it were that it was just not feasible. So I was like, okay, it's just got to be me. This is what I'm wearing. And I did a post. I just put my outfit up, and I was like, okay, guys, this is what I'm going to do now. Change my name to Dress Like a Mum. And then people were like, no, we need to see your face. I was like, oh, God, they want to see my face. But, like, I'm not, you know, I'm going to make this funny. I'm not a pouter. People don't walk around pouting.
What do you mean?
We have our present company.
I pout on Tuesdays. Tuesday's pouting day.
Tuesday pout. I like that. And then just like comments, you know, it was just, I was like, right, I'm going to turn this negative into a positive. And I look, you know, I started Googling, like, what's a mum supposed to wear? Or like, dress like a mum and all this stuff. And everything was just negative, like, why I won't dress like a mum, like, why, all this stuff. And I was like, no, this is wrong, I'm going to change it. So it kind of was not so much a joke, but it was like a bit of a joke.
It was a bit like going, guys, you don't have to wear Bowden, it's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
that. You've got out all your Breton tops and your felt tips, and you just coloured them all in, didn't you? No more stripes for me.
Sorry. But it is, and I think I remember reading an article in The Pool by Lauren Levine. She was saying that mum is used as a diss, like, oh, it's a mum haircut, or, like, mum jeans, when it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're exactly the same.
No, it's
exactly
true. It is true. And, like, when I tell people that I'm a mum, people are like, oh, you don't look like one. I'm like, yes, I do. I am one.
I think that's because of your beard, though.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. It could be.
And that sombrero. It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's ever told me I don't look like a mum. Isn't that funny? Well, will you talk us through, for the listener, singular, will you talk us through what you're wearing, now, Zoe? I would not describe this as a very mummish outfit in the traditional sense. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing leather trousers.
Who are you wearing?
Yeah.
Is it real leather or is it pleather?
Do you know what? These are real leather.
That's fashion.
I know, but fashion. I had
Move.
Fake leather. And I was like, I'm fine with fake leather. And then I got real leather and I'm like, I'm not fine with fake leather trousers.
No more Caniston for you, my friend.
No way. I'm not going back to those fakes. No, these are like amazing. They changed my life. They're a staple.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh. Staple. And I've got leopard print trainers on. A stripy top. I'm not looking... Stripy top.
Yeah, I like the nod to traditional mum wear with the stripy top. Yeah, it's quite a narrow stripe, though. It's not a bretelle.
No, and it's kind of got a funny little frill.
It's got a peplum. Is that what
it's
called?
A peplum.
See, I know my fashion chat.
Yeah.
Are you against, like, the Breton striped Supergar Converse type look on principle?
I'm not against anyone. I'm, like, basically I want people to wear whatever they like. I want them to be happy about what they're wearing and I want them to feel good about what they're wearing. So I'm not here to be like, don't do this, don't do that. No.
You're not the new Trini and Susanna?
No. I'm
not
like,
what not to wear.
Yeah, just wear whatever you like. If you want to wear it and you like it, wear it. Like, who cares what it is? Like, you should
that
just...
That is our policy, Zoe.
Because you can tell. Yes. I'm wearing some very exclusive knitwear. It's a very exclusive designer. I don't know if you've heard of Two by Sainsbury's, but they do some very nice boutique stuff, don't they?
Yes,
I think it's French. It's French.
I like some jeans, actually, from Sainsbury's.
Oh, what, the Gok jeans?
Gok jeans.
Are they good?
They are good, yeah.
Oh, wow. That was going to be one of my fashion questions, actually.
Oh, right.
First of all, is it true that the skinny jean is dead? I read that the other day and I was like, what?
I read that, yeah. I mean, they've been trying to kill it for 14 years. Mm. So there's a lot of skinny jeans out there to kill. So I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's other jeans now, other shapes, but they can join the skinny jeans.
I like
jeans.
A culotte.
Have to kill.
Do you? Yes, but I'm of a curvaceous shape. So I like a culotte because I cannot do...
I cannot
do the skinny because I'm not of that shape. But the high-waisted came as well.
Yeah.
Again, that's a limited size range because not anyone can do a high-waisted.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, I like it. I feel like it tucks it in there.
It sort of tightens
it. Oh, I quite like a high-waist, yeah.
You know, River Island have got jeans with a tummy flattener panel inside them.
Wow. Yeah.
What will they think of next? I love to think that they're on that island in the middle of that river just coming up with all these crazy ideas.
Yeah.
Is it worth, like you said you've got some Sainsbury's jeans, do you have to spend like £200 on a pair of designer jeans? Is it worth the money?
I don't have any designer jeans. No. Actually, do you know what? I have got some more expensive and they're just not as good. Like I personally, I think Topshop make the best jeans.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Cause I tried on a pair of J brand jeans but they're just a bit too stretchy.
Yeah.
They were like sort of wearing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get baggy. No, I'm like Topshop and then you're not too precious. You know, you can wear them like, I don't know, with the kids or wear them for a few years and then replace them.
Now, speaking of jeans, how long do you go without a wash?
Mm.
That's the real mum question. How long should you
myself
wear a jean?
Or my clothes?
You're just your jeans, like you know.
Oh, my jeans. Oh, I go as long as possible, but that's not very long with kids.
No, that's true. So that's why I've worn a dress over the top of my jeans because my son like that's a bit bogey.
Yeah.
So I did, but then I put some avocado on my dress. So I'm going to need a long cardigan to
you'll
go
be, like all the clothes in your wardrobe. You'll be down to like your wedding dress in the end.
So this bit's clean. I'll just put a cardigan on top of it.
Now I'm just wearing a throw.
I'd go as long as possible. Do you know I had some really cool dungarees on today, which I would have just kept on, but My daughter, if there's a muddy puddle, she'll fall in it. And she obviously fell in forwards and then she fell backwards. And then I picked her up and then I was covered in mud. And then, so I was covered in mud today.
Oh, bummer. So the dungarees had to go and wash.
Yeah, the dungarees thing, I'm not sure. Because I know it's trendy, isn't it? And I see like people like yourself who are generally very well put together. And I think, well, they look nice in dungarees. Mm. And then I think, I try a pair on and I just look like I'm nine. And I don't know how to...
I look like a mechanic lesbian. I look like Melissa McCartney in Ghostbusters. And I love her work. She's a funny lady. But we all know it's not the right thing for dress like a fat mum. I don't know. That's your off-brand.
My thing is, if you want to wear them, then you should wear them. But you didn't want to wear them.
All I think is... Da, 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 da. Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How do you clean leather trousers?
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes. So you don't need to.
I actually haven't cleaned these, but I will if they got mud on them. I just wet wipe it off. I don't know. How do you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have to polish them?
You don't want to feel them. They're really soft.
Oh, can I?
It's like touching a baby's head. Look, they're very nice. I can't stop touching them. Sorry, I'm actually feeling cuffed. We've been invited in now. Where are they from?
They're from Balkan.
Oh, well, you see. What does that mean?
So have you heard of Isabella Oliver?
Yes.
Like maternity brand. They have another brand called Balkan, which is set up by the woman who set up Isabella Oliver. And it's just their like non-maternity range.
Oh.
For people who don't eat.
Yes.
It's a lot of bodycon stuff, isn't it?
They've got nice cashmere.
Oh.
They actually do really good sales. Really, really, really good sales.
Is there such a thing as nasty cashmere? Like Uniqlo, I mean.
Yeah, it's very thin, that cashmere. You'd blow through it. It's very, very thin.
I've got some cashmere tracksuit bottoms the other day.
What?
I know.
What?
That is dreams.
Good grief.
But the
that
model's
is
pretty
Friday
happy.
Night. Oh,
I know. I actually thought about wearing them over. I was like, no.
I want to take those trousers on a mini break to France. Thank you, Zoe. That's a nice
jogging one. To go with your silk sanitary towels. How lovely.
And your feather bras. So what is your day like? What does dress like a mum actually involve?
Well, I'm a full-time mum, apart from on Tuesday. I've just had my daughter...
Apart from on Tuesday.
Tuesdays.
Right, leave them at home.
Tuesday is drinking day.
Friday at lunch.
Yeah, Friday at lunch. Tuesday, I'm not a mum. No, I have just started having childcare for my daughter on Tuesdays.
Mm.
So up until three Tuesdays ago, I was... just cramming any bit of work I could into nap time or night time. Basically, they go to bed, I start work.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of, things are getting busier. So Mondays and Fridays I'm with the kids. So I said I'll undo the lunch on Friday. But so Tuesdays I'll maybe have meetings with some PR. I've just got a new agent.
Lovely.
Who maybe... Well, I'm hoping might actually get me some money from something somewhere.
Don't talk of this money business.
Like an actual business
No one, we don't know what fashion's about.
No. So obviously you've got a lot of clothes, you get sent a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
How many clothes, Zoe, do you think you have now?
A lot.
You shuddered then. Just visualising.
Yeah,
intake a breath.
I've always had a lot of clothes. At university, like when I got my student loan, I think... I had pretty much, I'd only have to wear my t-shirts twice a year. And that would be how many t-shirts I'd own.
Wow.
Now I've just done a bit of a cull actually, because I just don't want any of the shit stuff anymore. But I have a Argos rail in the corner of my room now that's like, it's a kind of game of Jenga. If I hook another shirt on, it might topple over, and it has done. But I've kind of balanced it so that I can, if I do it slowly, I can just about get them on. So now I feel like I'm less drowning, but there was a point where I did actually think I was going to drown in clothes. It was just getting a bit much. But it's hard to say no, because people, like you said, people do send me things, and I naturally want to help people. So when people are like, oh, please, can I send you something? I'm like, okay, yeah, send me something. I'm like, okay. Now I've got something, how am I going to wear this? But then I wear it. And then actually what happens is I can have a massive effect on their business.
Mm.
So I'm like, just wear it. Just wear that hat and change that person's life.
Even if it's terrible. Like, what if they send you, like, a sort of bright yellow crotchless... sort of, I don't know. That's probably really high fashion.
I'm thinking the Jerry's sign for
the puffy shirt.
The puffy shirt is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. When they'd say, no, it's high fashion. It's high fashion. He's wearing this frilly shirt, and it's the pirate shirt. I guess you have to believe in it, don't you?
I won't accept everything.
We should send her some stuff just for a laugh. We should pretend to be a fashion company. Be like, hello, hi. We've got these earrings upcycled from old Ribena cartons. Get them on your blog.
Yeah, that's right.
You said we could send you.
No, don't. I don't know. I don't want to tell you the story though, because what if they're listening? I might upset you.
Don't name them. Just
quite early on, someone asked if I was interested in receiving. It was basically a bib for the baby and then a bib for you.
Oh.
So when you're like weaning,
I need a bib for my downstairs after that.
So it was like this bib, but they were like, but it's really good because we've done it, so it's like a tuxedo.
They were definitely like, taking the piss out of
you. Like a poncho. Like, so you have...
With the Velcro clasp at the back.
Yeah, so it's like a massive white poncho with a bow tie printed on it for you. And then one for your kids.
Shut up. Oh my God.
Are you eating lobster at the time?
Funny enough, at the time I was weaning my daughter, and my daughter's really messy. And I was like, could this work? Could I do something with this? But then I was like, No.
I am not a clown. Here's our winter collection. It's a leather tie that looks like piano keys. Oh, one for you, one for the baby. Oh, how contemporary. How lovely. Have you got any tips for that? Because I feel like I've never really been into fashion. Like, I don't really know anything about it. But I want to feel nice, and I want to feel like I've made some minimal efforts. Like, what are some easy ways to kind of not dress like a mum, if you see what I mean?
What kind of image do you want to put out there?
Susan Sarandon.
What kind of look are you thinking?
Wincy Willis. I don't know. I sort of want to look maybe just a little bit, you know, a little bit together. Like a little
have
bit tried put
lipstick?
Together.
Are you a lipstick person?
I've got a lipstick on now.
Have you?
Yeah. So let's talk about spring summer Y2K16. That's how they say it in the fashion, isn't it?
On the fro.
Look at me, I've got all the lingo.
On trend,
all
Gibson.
The lingo. What is on trend for the middle-aged woman about town this spring/summer?
Well, do you know what? Actually, everything's in fashion at the moment.
What? Everything?
Everything.
Bobble hats? Well, they are, aren't they?
That's
winter.
Yeah. That's winter, though.
Oh, I see. Spring, summer.
Weather appropriate clothes are normally something I'd
sombreros?
If you want to wear a sombrero, you could.
Oh.
I
thought it was cultural appropriation now. I thought you weren't allowed.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and actually... You can wear vintage, you can wear fluorescent things, you can wear leopard print, you can wear cow print, you can wear leather trousers, you can wear leather shorts, you can wear sandals, you can wear trainers, you can wear high heels. What? There's so much of everything.
Mm.
You can basically just wear whatever you like. Back to my motto.
And I know a lot of listeners will feel this too. If you have a limited budget, what would be the key pieces that you would invest in?
Like, for spring, summer.
We've all got a pair of jeans. We've got 1,200 Breton tops.
Yeah.
We've got pants. We've got bras.
Yeah.
But if you wanted, you know, a couple of items that do make you just feel that bit of zhuzh, that's not going to break your bank, what would you get, Zoe?
Well,
a jazzy scarf.
I like a scarf. I like a bright coloured scarf. Do you know what? I really like wearing my biker jacket because as soon as I put it on, I just feel cooler.
Yeah.
So even... if you're wearing the outfit you described earlier, Brent, you know, your stripy top and your jeans, if you're with a biker jacket, you already cooler.
It is
or
weird
if
that
you've
I
got
used that
summer dress.
When I was doing stand up like on my own, like I've got a leather biker jacket and I would put it on and feel like I could go out of the house and for once, like people wouldn't necessarily assume I was a mum. They would assume I was basically the Fonz. Just in middle-aged woman form.
I'm so glad she brought that up. Do you know the Fonz and I share the same birthday?
Oh my god.
That's a good fact,
isn't it?
It's just my only fact.
Okay. But I think that's right because I met Ellie and she was wearing that leather jacket and I thought, there's a woman with confidence. She's just done it.
Yeah.
She's holding a guitar case and a leather jacket. And I went, this woman's really ace. And I don't even know what I was wearing. I was wearing my arty beads. And I always used to wear those. Do you remember? I always used to wear those when I was doing stand-up. Mm. And I was thinking, I'm arty, I'm creative. And that would be my... Oh, it's a bit of a Dumbo's feather.
Yeah.
Is that you have a couple of pieces of clothing where you go, I've arrived.
And I like a good pair of trainers as well. I don't really wear high heels. I mean, I never wear high heels.
That's why I love you.
Yeah.
Because I look at your Instagram and you're like, there's several hundred flat silver shoes.
Yeah. Metallic shoes.
I like metallic shoes and I like them flat. So many thank you.
Metallic. I think it's quite cool, like, not to match things too much as well. I don't get too worried about, they don't match, you know, like silver flat boots. Yeah, I can wear those with jeans. I can wear those with a skirt. Those kind of things. And they just make things just a little bit cooler.
Mm.
And I think those kind of details are probably what I'd advise people to like, just tweak their outfits a bit. Make them a little bit, like, practical and the same, but a little bit.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cooler.
So do you have an outfit that makes you feel the business? Like what makes you feel really?
It changes so much because I have so many clothes, actually, if I'm honest. But at the moment, leather trousers. These are good. These are everything with them. You know, you can
at least it's pouring the top of
yeah, it's sound effects.
Shut up, it's ambience.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Can I ask you what is the most you've ever spent on an item of clothing?
Outside the wedding dress?
Yeah, outside the wedding dress. Probably £350 on a dress. I'm not like...
That's less than I was expecting.
Yeah. You know, I'm not like... I really like sales and I really... And that was a Stella McCartney dress in a friends and family sale. So it would have been £1,500. So, you know.
Value. You were saving. You earned money pretty much.
That's right.
So cash I'm not back. Like a big spender on money. I like sample sales. I like places like the Outnet. I like sales as well, like Topshop sales and, all kind of sales.
Do you like a bit of ASOS?
I do like a bit of ASOS, but sometimes it just gets a bit much ASOS. You have to, spend a bit of time looking for stuff on ASOS.
Yeah.
I've got a really cool pink tuxedo jacket that I got on the Outnet, which is a Diane von Furstenberg one. So, I didn't...
A hot pink jacket is a marvellous thing, though.
Yeah.
You do feel pretty va-va-boom.
Yeah.
I always feel a bit like Victoria Wood.
Patricia.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, you've talked about looking good, but you know, if you want to be a bit scummy, now don't talk about your cashmere tracksuit pants, all right?
I can't wait to wear those.
What you know, if you're feeling, you know, like you're really letting it all out, what will you wear?
I get changed generally at about 5 or 6 o'clock when it's bath time. I'm like tracksuit on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that tracksuit. Mine, but also I think it's important to love your tracksuit. None of this like horrible shit tracksuit, because probably you'll wear that tracksuit more than anything else in your wardrobe. Mm, those leggings that you put on, you know, they're comfy clothes.
Mm.
I realised that a while ago I bought these amazing Zoe Carson like bright red leopard print tracksuits, and I thought they're the best things I ever bought because they're so cool and comfy, and at 6 o'clock that's all I want to wear.
Mm. So forget your sports direct.
No, just invest in a good tracksuit that you can put on at bath time when the kids are in the bath.
Our listeners are learning, Zoe. Yeah. I like this a lot.
Where is a good place to get a very nice tracksuit?
Well, it depends on your budget, but I'd probably for this kind of tracksuit, I'd go for like a fashion shop. So maybe like ASOS or Topshop or Outnet or my cashmere tracksuit. Oh, it's from Wise London, which is a cashmere brand.
It's from where, sorry?
Wise, W-Y-S-E, I think.
Mm.
But aren't you, see, one of the joys for me of wearing jogging bottoms is that you can just sort of spill avocado and breast milk on them and it's all fine. Yeah, yeah. With the cashmere joggers, aren't you just terrified of ruining your own life all the time?
Maybe. I mean, they're brand new, I haven't worn them yet.
Oh, well, there you are.
And I'm like saving them for a real... I don't know what I'm saving them for.
Do not eat curry in them. A.
Oh, yeah.
The oil stains. B. The farts.
Shit.
I know. Exactly.
You don't have any cashmere.
That's why I know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because often you eat after you put your kids to bed. And you, I don't know about you and your partner, but we just eat like, as Ellie describes it, eat like Tudors. Sometimes not without even forks and knives. Like the spaghetti will just be... And like last night, I took my clothes off and I had like a schnood on. And like just bits of noodle fell onto the carpet.
A schnood?
Yeah.
A snood.
Is it called a snood?
No, it's like a snood, but this is Sean Connery's version.
It's shit.
It's called a schnood.
It's called a schnood because it's a shit snood. I got it from the charity shop. But just bits of noodle fell out.
Nice, that's nice.
And some crisps.
Well, you need like one of those twits. Bibs I talked about earlier.
Great. Well, is that fashion chat done, Ellie?
I think so.
Great.
Yes.
We've cracked
them
up. I
feel ready for spring/summer Y2K16. I am getting myself down the cashmere trousers shop.
Let's do social media chat. In the Telegraph, you were featured as an Insta-mum.
Insta-mum, yeah. Yeah,
do you like that term, or do you find it slightly
patronizing? Yeah, no, I like it.
Oh,
I'm like, you know, I'm not...
Is it a bit like chicklet? You know, like a...
Chicklet, you know,
that
it's
kind
like
of...
one of those, like, words, you know, when you stay at home and you're on holiday, you're on a staycation.
Yeah.
You know, like those kind of, like, put them together. Yeah,
yeah, that's
not...
making me feel a bit unwell. Yeah.
The journalist editor part of Ellie just goes...
Yeah. Also, I'm married to like an IT manager, so I you know, once he said to me, me and my friend were like talking, and he was like, "Guys, I'm on a really strict time budget," and we just fucking lost our shit. We absolutely lost our shit. He had to leave the room in a rage.
No, I like to be an Insta mum. If you know, Insta mum is a mum who's on Instagram, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of us, and we're all really friendly and nice.
Yeah.
And I don't think... Do you know what? These kind of things, as the media, just try and want you to have a fight, and no one's having a fight.
Mm.
And no one's... I don't know, it's weird. I was thinking
it's
about
the
it.
Patriarchy.
What do they want from me? What
it's
do they
the
want?
Patriarchy fucking Zoe, it is.
No, I don't mind being an Insta mum. I'm happy to be an Insta mum.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's it. And I mean, and there's a variety. It's not all about looking
exactly
perfect
or,
you know, ridiculous or whatever. There is a variety and...
Yeah, with Instagram, you can just follow or unfollow who you want. So, you know, I'll follow you guys. I'll follow, like... I don't know, like some food people, some photography people, some fashion people, some like comedy people. You know, there's a whole like that's my choice of who I want on my stream. And if people don't want to follow you, they don't have to follow you. They shouldn't.
When I first started Twitter, I had one of those things that like tells you when people unfollow you and who you are. And I had to come off it because it's awful. Mm. It's like being told every day who dislikes you. And even if they're strangers, you're like, oh my God, why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Like, do you get a bit obsessed with that?
I did sign up to one thing on Instagram which showed you like who you were. Like, and actually one of my best old friends started unfollowing me, and I was like, why is he not following me? And then I was like, actually, to be fair, like, I'm just like one of his old mates, and I probably pop up a lot on his feed doing stupid things in clothes.
Mm.
But then once I hit the 10,000 mark, coincidentally, I look back and he'd come back. No, I'm just, no. And I don't, do you know, I don't get that much mean stuff.
Mm.
I did get a comment, a mean thing on Facebook when someone wrote, what is the point of this post? And I was like, well, actually, I'm like,
sorry.
What's the point of any of this? Like, really, like,
oh my God. And I what's the point in this morning?
What's the point of your post?
Coat hangers. Like, really?
Yeah.
We're all living, civilization is a house of cards. You do realise, you know.
And I was like, it was actually the dungarees was the point, but I blocked her. I was like, you're not, no.
No, so you've got a hard line.
I'm like, blocks. Be nice or leave. Yeah. You're not, no mean people. None.
Mm. I like that policy.
Yeah. And sometimes, someone recently posted about something I put up and they were like, it's too expensive. And then all my nice followers were like, actually, Dress Like a Mum does post a mixture of like different price ranges, da da da. And the other girl was like, okay, I'm sorry. I've looked back now and I've realised. I was like, thanks, guys.
Wow. You have minions.
Mummions.
Mummions. All right, good.
Yeah, I feel like the only sort of real negative stuff we've had, Helen, is when we wrote a blog. Do you remember there was a thing a little while ago about the school run and about this school insisted that mums stopped coming to school in their pajamas?
Yeah, I saw that.
And Helen and I did like a blog post where we were like, hey, this is how to style your pajamas for the school run. And there were all these comments from people going, oh my god, I can't believe these lazy bitches think it's okay, and look at the state of them. And I was like, guys, I'm wearing a pith helmet. Like, do you know, she's wearing like a Madonna corset with, do you really think we're taking this? Do you
think this is what's wrong with society today?
Us wearing stupid costumes outside Ellie's house, is what encapsulates what's wrong with 2016.
I'm like, if they want to wear their pyjamas, they should wear their pyjamas. I don't mind. Do you like it, you know?
I'm a little bit, Lucy Mangan wrote a great thing in The Guardian, I'm a little bit with her, which is like, you have to set a little bit of an example for your kids. The day starts, you get up, you get dressed, and you start your day. You don't have to wear a tuxedo, but you put on clothes and that makes you feel ready for the day. And if you can't do that for yourself, how can you really expect your kids to
get
that?
Dressed?
And I do sort of feel like, on the other hand, is it the school's place to say that? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. My mum always used to say, do as I say, not as I do.
That's helpful.
And that's when she used to drive me to the school bus with a jumper over her nightie. So I salute you, mother. Anyway,
well, I think that depends as well. I think if you've got, like, some people have got to do a bloody 3-mile round trip, or whatever you've got in the get in the car, that's a bit different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to walk my children to the end of the road. I think I can probably manage to put on a pair of Uniqlo jogging bottoms.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wouldn't go out in my pyjama bottoms, but I don't really care if people do.
I do see that as an argument as well, that really it's not really my...
Yeah.
Business.
I think
that's what you're saying, Ellie, is that how you feel about your own kid is that you would want to do that. Each their own. My kids, if they saw someone in pyjamas, would loudly point them out. Like the time my kids saw a man without a t-shirt on in the supermarket. It's like, why isn't he wearing any clothes? But he's not wearing a t-shirt. Yeah, so...
Well, do you think that's enough social media chat?
Social media chat.
We've nailed it, basically.
We've cracked the nut of Instagram. Yeah. It's great. Get on board. Ellie's not even on Instagram.
Can't even spell it, mate. No. I don't know, because I feel like I feel quite tired out by social media already. I'm on Facebook quite a lot, and that's why I like Pinterest, because Pinterest has kind of no feedback. You just go on, you go,
Oh, yes.
I could escape the people.
This is my dream house.
I could upcycle an IKEA bookcase with Farrow ball paint, and then I'd be happy. I'm never going to do it, but pin it. And then I could just forget about it and move on with my life.
That's true.
I think it's about time we had a game. Have you got a game for us, Helen?
Yes, we do. Yes, I do, because I always come up with the games, Zoe.
Okay. I've got no idea what this one is. I'm very excited.
All right, so you know, you're like a digital expert and into hashtags. Okay. And I thought I'd expand your brand, right? And in which you're going to guess the new hashtag, right? Based on, sounds like, dress like a mum.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Right. So if you dress a bit cheeky, you hashtag...
dress like a...
bum.
Bum.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay,
you with it? You with it? It's going to be Gibson versus DePass.
Okay, cool.
Right, so just use your mouth and say
Play or DePass? You're too young to know going for gold, aren't you?
Yeah.
Watch it where you're going.
All right. If you dress to the sound of your own beat, you hashtag...
dress like a drum.
Done.
Oh, that's
boom,
good.
Boom.
Fuck.
Okay. If you dress a bit fruity and you're a bit stoned, you dress like a...
dressed like a plum.
Yeah. Come on, Zoe. Come on. This is your game.
I know. Sorry, Zoe.
Hashtag. Get on it. All right. If you're dressed by adding and subtracting something.
Dress like a sum.
Hey.
Done.
There she goes.
Okay. If you dress like you're a tasty Caribbean cocktail.
Dress like a rum.
Done. If you dress like you've eaten too much.
Dress... like
a tum?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
No, that's a weak one.
Okay, it's a weak. All right. All right. If you dress in a handy way.
Dress like a
plumber?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dress like a thumb.
A thumb?
A thumb.
Yeah.
She said plumber.
No, dress like a thumb in a handy way. Because the thumb's part of your hand.
How would you dress in a handy way?
I don't know.
You dress like a thumb, of course.
I went on to the rhyming dictionary on the internet.
No one would ever guess.
Anyway, that's the end of the game.
Oh! What does she win?
She wins a prize, Ellie. We have a present. Now, she talked about receiving clothes that she didn't want to wear earlier on in the podcast. And here at the Scummy Mummies, we are known for our cat suits.
We normally wear the gold, but at Christmas and for special occasions, we do like to branch out.
Okay.
And we thought you, Zoe DePass, might like this metallic red Lycra catsuit.
Oh my god, that is fantastic.
Is it? Let's
have a look. Have a look, shall we?
We'd like to thank the people of Guangzhou province for bringing us this today.
Feel the quality.
Oh my god, I actually really love that.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, the detailing.
The detailing is amazing.
Look where the
hidden
zip goes.
Hidden zip.
It looks quite conservative with the high neck zip, but if you follow the zip all the way around, Zoe, you'll see that the zip goes right under the crotch.
Oh my god.
Right up the back to the bum hole.
Hey, you know why though? Isn't that for festivals or something?
Don't know what kind of festivals you go to.
In Soho.
Yeah. Toilet or something. Look.
There we are.
We thought that's
yours. Thanks so much.
And if you feel like having a lunge in that.
Oh, I could definitely. That is lunge.
We could lunge together. We'd look like McDonald's. You, me, Zoe.
The big M.
Yeah.
There you are. That's brilliant. Thanks very much, guys. I love it.
You're very welcome.
I know exactly when I'm going to wear this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it tomorrow night after the kids have gone to bed? As is tradition, we like to finish up the podcast with Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Have you got one for us, Zoe?
Well, I have thought about this, actually, because I listen to your podcast while I run, and every time someone tells me their confession, I laugh and think of mine. So this one time we were in Devon, my husband... I had the kids, my husband was at meetings. We're in this, like a steam train, otter farm, butterfly sanctuary place. It's really nice. And then in the shop...
Only in Devon.
Potty training. I was potty training at the time, and I had a newborn baby attached, you know, in a carrier. Anyway, so in the shop, there's this, like, track where they've got this little model train, and my son's, like, thinks it's the best thing ever. I'm like, perfect. Let's just stand here for 20 minutes. I'll be another 20 minutes gone, you know, until I can get out of this place. So anyway, my son's already shat his pants that day, so I've got him in these like shorts, but I couldn't find any pants, and because there's no changing facilities, I'm like, stuff it, you can just wear these tracksuit shorts without any pants. Anyway, so to look at this model railway, you have to kind of, well, he was standing on this like raised kind of plinth, and I'm like, what's that smell? I'm like, art. And I was like, do you need a poo? And he's like, no, mummy, no. Because obviously when he's potty training, do you need the toilet? The answer was always no. I'm like, you do. I smell a fart. He's like, no, mummy. I'm like, okay. And then I just heard this like kind of like plop. I was like, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, fuck, like, what have you done? Like, oh, and I've got this baby and I've got these bags. I'm really sweaty. It's like sunny. I'm like, shit. He's done a poo on the top of this plinth. And like, all he cares about is modern railway and there's all these old people around. Oh my God, what are we going to do? So I'm like, okay, right. So I'm like, get off the plinth. And like grabbed a nappy out of from one of my bags, grabbed him, and he's like, no, mummy, the train. I'm like, scoop the train. Like, scooping the poo up with the nappy, scooping him up with my other arm, and like, just kind of like, does anyone see? I'm like, oh no, it's on the carpet. So I'm like, holding the nappy and the two kids, and I'm like, I'll get a wet wipe. I'm like, wiping the like carpet. I'm like, wiping the carpet on the top of the plinth. I'm like, shit, just get out. I'm like, okay, let's get out. Oh, so that was just that day. And then something else happened. What else happened that day? Oh, then it was just awful. And then we like got chased by wasps, and you know, so, it was just so like flies everywhere. It was
so pretty
and beautiful. And I was just alone with
fuck Devon.
Kids.
Fuck Devon.
Oh my God. Like, you know, seriously. What?
You should have put him in leather trousers. Like, nothing's coming out the bottom of those bad boys.
That's Jesus.
Yeah. That's a wonderful confession. I'm not sure I can talk.
Oh,
that.
I don't know. I really can. Yeah. I have a wee tiny confession.
Okay.
On the weekend, my husband puts out the bins
for 4 minutes.
That's a special treat.
That's the job. No.
Again, we're very happy. Will was putting out the bins, and so he said to my four-year-old, hey, Hugo, would you like to help Daddy put out the bins? And Hugo said, no, because I'm an artist.
Yes. I like that. How old is he?
Four. That was good.
That's
two
nice.
Fingers up to his father.
My Scary Mummy's confession is sort of a laziness confession. So it was World Book Day recently.
Oh, yeah.
And my son is called Charlie. I was like, what can you go as? What can I make with minimal effort? And I was like, I know, you can go as Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, because like, he's just a normal boy who wears clothes. And Charlie was a bit like, oh, can I just go as Spider-Man? And I was like, well, if you go as Charlie from Charlie the Chocolate Factory, you could give everyone a mini egg. And he went, I'm in. So, yeah, I bribed my son with chocolate so I wouldn't have to make him a proper costume for World Book Day.
Well done, Ellie.
Yeah. And that's my top parenting tip to anyone, you know, pregnant out there. Call your child after a character in a children's book. And then when it's World Book Day, you don't have to make them a proper costume. Yeah, we can't wait to repeat it. We've got our younger son, Gruffalo. It's going to be great when it's his turn. So easy. Oh, right. We've reached the end of the podcast.
We have indeed. Thank you, Zoe DePez.
Thank you, guys.
What a lovely time. I feel more fashionable.
Oh.
Now, where can we find you, Zoe? Let's do a final plug.
DressLikeAMum.com or at DressLikeAMum.
Everywhere. We're at Scummy Mummies on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and on Instagram, of course.
That's it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And thank you, Zoe, for being an amazing guest.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Until next time.
Bye-bye! I want to be in leather pants for myself. Or slash trousers. So I'm saying pants because we have Australian and American listeners.
Okay.
And it's the means trouser.
Yeah, and they'd never ever work it out for themselves. Thank God you're here to explain
it to
them.
You're welcome, listeners! I'm thinking about you.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.